To wrap up our episode, we want to talk about the housework that we do, or think we have to do, to appear like fully functioning adults. These often mindless tasks actually take up a lot of our energy. And sometimes we'd be better off just letting our bodies rest, says therapist Casey Davis. Here she is on the TED stage in 2022.
What if a new approach to cleaning could teach us a better approach to treating mental health? In February of 2020, I had my second baby. Because with the first one, I had some postpartum anxiety, and my husband had just taken a very demanding job that was going to keep him busy, I developed a meticulous postpartum plan for myself. My family would rotate in shifts for the first 60 days. The cleaning crew would come once a month. The new moms group would drop off dinners, and my toddler would go to preschool. I was so proud of this plan, and it ended before it even began. Because 2020 is when the COVID lockdowns happened, and all of that support disappeared overnight. In a blur, my days turned into breastfeeding difficulties, toddler meltdowns, and depression. The dishes stayed in the sink for days. The laundry pile reached impressive heights, and there was often not a path to walk from room to room. And when I should have been catching up on sleep, I would lay in bed at night and think to myself, I'm failing. Maybe I'm not capable of being a good mom to two kids. I decided to post a joke video on TikTok one day about my house turned disaster. Some funny shots of my clutter and my dishes and my enchilada pan to a nice beat. And I got a comment. Lazy. Yeah, that stung. But I must be a glutton for punishment because I kept posting videos about my messy house. Video after video of all of the weird tips and tricks that I was using to try and get it back in order while managing my feelings of being overwhelmed. And I braced myself for more criticism. But what happened was entirely different. In the comment sections of my videos, hundreds of stories came rolling in. Story after story of people with depression, ADHD, autism, burnout, bereavement, all struggling with these daily tasks. And it might seem odd to some of you that someone could struggle with tasks that are so simple. But are they simple? You see, for some of you, all of the steps and the skills that go into care tasks run on autopilot. But for millions of people, the autopilot is broken. If you have access to therapy, it's unlikely your therapist will ever ask you about your laundry. Yet here were hundreds of thousands of people in my comment sections telling me that these daily care tasks were a major pain point in their life. And so I started to wonder, what if we started with these care tasks? Could making daily tasks easier improve mental health quicker? Cooking, cleaning, laundry. It doesn't make you a good person or a bad person. Listen to me. Care tasks are morally neutral. When we liberate ourselves from the idea that we are a good person or a bad person with care tasks, we can stop thinking about the right way to do things, about the way that things should be done, and instead start thinking about what we can do with our current barriers to improve our quality of life today. In a rare moment of folding clothes, I looked down at the baby onesie that I was folding, and I thought to myself, why am I folding this? Baby onesies don't really wrinkle. And even if they did, nobody cares if a baby's in a wrinkly onesie. Furthermore, I was probably going to change her 4 times before lunch. This doesn't need to be folded. For the first time, I stopped thinking about the way that laundry should be done. And instead started thinking about how I could make laundry functional for me. And I looked down at the fleece pajamas and the underwear and the athletic shorts and the tank tops and realized almost none of my clothes actually needed to be folded. And I haven't folded any of it since. My new motto is good enough is perfect. You have to give yourself permission to do a little, to do it with shortcuts, and replace that inner voice that says, I'm failing, with one that says, I'm having a hard time right now. And people who are having a hard time deserve compassion. If it's too hard to shower today, grab the baby wipes. It may not be the normal way to do it, but you deserve to be clean. If you're too depressed to do your dishes, get a 2-gallon Ziploc bag and keep it in your bedroom, and it'll be there for you when you're ready to go back to the kitchen. Because you deserve a sanitary environment, even if you can't get out of bed. So what if mental health treatment started here? By shifting the idea of care tasks as these external measurements of your worthiness to just being morally neutral tasks that you can customize to care for yourself. Because if it's true that regardless of what you struggle with, you are worthy of a functional space, what else might you be worthy of? Thank you.
That was Casey Davis. She's a therapist and the author of How to Keep House While Drowning. You can find Casey's full talk at TED.com. Thank you so much for listening to the second part of our series. Next week, part 3 of Mind, Body, Spirit. Stories from people who turned terrible situations into amazing ideas and rekindled a zest for life. This episode was produced by Andrea Gutierrez, Katie Monteleone, Rachel Faulkner-White, and Susanna Brown. It was edited by Sanaz Meshkinpour and me. Our production staff at NPR also includes James Delahoussaye, Matthew Cloutier, Fiona Guerin, Hersha Nahata, and Julia Carney. Beth Donovan is our executive producer. Special thanks this week to Malvika Dang. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our audio engineers were Patrick Murray and Stu Rushfield. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Colin Helms, Anna Phelan, Michelle Quint, Jimmy Gutierrez, Alejandra Salazar, and Daniela Balarezzo. I'm Anoush Zamarodi, and you've been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.